Belay will be the other, accompanied by none other than Steve Rapson. And Steve is with us tonight. He's a wonderful guitarist. And Michelle is a fine spoken word artist, and she also plays some lovely originals on the piano. Please, a big welcome to Michelle Belay and Steve Rapson.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Steve, for jumping in on no notice. Oh. Okay, we're doing age jokes already. Night of the Renegade Moo. Each evening they lead old Bess into the barn just when the grass cools so sweetly in the back meadow, just when evening shadows grow violet in the softening dusk. She might like to chew in the pasture by the light of a filling moon, fireflies lighting her way. She might like to sniff the fragrant breeze, but each night they dutifully escort her into the dusty confines of their barn and stuff her bovine bulk into a cramped stall filled with the tang of her own urine, the aroma of sun-baked cow patties ruling the stale air. Why don't they let her stroll through the gentle night fields to munch soft hay, to listen to crickets fiddling their legs with melodic pitch? Do they fear her easy nature will transform in the brightening moon, that she'll grow sinister fur and sharp ears, that she'll growl fiercely and salivate over long fangs, chase and devour their precious chickens, leaving random feathers and bloody tracks in the dusty henhouse? Or do they fear that if they leave her to stroll the dark fields of clover while they turn to go lock themselves into their hard little box of a house, that perhaps if they turn back just once more to watch her peaceful form gracing the dim meadow, they just might see her hulking shadow gallop willy-nilly through the eerie pasture, udders swinging wildly, her loud moos resounding like a wild dog's bay. They just might see her take a renegade leap high into the indigo umbrella of stars and fly crazily past the smirking face of the now full moon, far beyond the tiny fences of their small imaginations. And perhaps they fear that while they stand there with mouths gaping and hearts stopped with shock, they'll miss the spoons and forks clambering out of the kitchen drawers to escape into the long dark grass, tinkling and giggling as they run. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful. Thank you. Another hand for Michelle and Steve. Okay.